You're listening to the Texas Standard.
It's been 5 years since Cleveland police killed a 12-year-old playing at a park with a toy gun that they thought was real. Tamir Rice is a name that you probably remember, but since the year after his death, police have killed 153 people who were holding toy guns. So why are these toys so realistic, and has anything been done to prevent these mix-ups? That's what Alon Stevens has been looking into. He's an investigative reporter and a Texas Standard alum, now contributing to The Trace, a news outlet focused on reporting on gun violence. Alon, great to talk with you again.
Hi, good to speak with you.
So let me ask my first question to you. Why are these toy guns so realistic?
So first of all, we're talking about toy guns, specifically airsoft guns, which are these guns that shoot out these 6-millimeter plastic BBs. Mm. We've seen a lot of cases where kids and teens have been shot by police, and that's kind of known by the public. What's not really known by the public is that gun companies and gun manufacturers have been essentially selling branding and schematics to these toy manufacturers to make them, exactingly real replicas of real life guns. And they've been getting into these lucrative agreements that have lasted sometimes decades to make these guns just look, almost as real as possible. And when we look at some of these shootings here, we're not talking about police figuring out, seconds after they've pulled the trigger that these are toys. We're having, detectives come in taking crime scene photographs before they find out, oh my God, the gun that this person was holding is fake, is plastic.
All right. So you mentioned this airsoft gun, these little BBs. How do these manufacturers operate?
So this is really interesting. One of the things that we profiled in this story was actually a French company called Cybergun, and they were the gun that manufactured the pistol that Tamir Rice was holding. And Cybergun almost acted as if a real-life gun company. They had hired executives, licensing gurus from Smith & Wesson, special forces generals. We have pictures of Cybergun CEO Jerome Marsac drinking vodka and shaking hands with Mikhail Kalashnikov, the inventor of the AK-47, after brokering a deal to make these plastic AK-47 replicas. These airsoft companies are very much in tune. We actually got letters from some of them talking about the Trump presidency being very pro-gun and how that can actually help with their sales.
Now, you said that sometimes detectives are coming in and not even realizing that these are toy guns until they really get a closer look. But surely a trained eye could tell the difference, right? These guns are supposed to have like an orange piece in the front of them so that they look like a toy, right?
So what you're referring to is the blaze orange tip on there. And there is a federal law that says for all airsoft manufacturers to import an airsoft gun or to transport an airsoft gun, they have to have a blaze orange tip. Now, there is no law that says that orange tip has to remain on the weapon once that is in ownership of someone. In the Tamir Rice case, the tip fell off. Mm. But on top of that, a lot of these airsoft companies offer replacement metal tips to make the gun look more realistic. So you buy the gun and you can buy one of these tips and you just take it off in a matter of seconds. So I think right now lawmakers and police are just trying to get the word out here to let, dispatchers know, parents know, stores know, hey, these things exist out here. Some of these shootings, we're talking officers who are only getting onto the scene for a second. Someone's moving, a gun around, and it's very hard for them to tell, and they're pulling the trigger in the case of Tamir Rice.
Right, they assume that it's a real weapon.
Yeah, and they treat weapons, and that's how they've been trained, to treat all weapons as if they are real. Mm-hmm. So, it's a very hard decision for them to make, and a lot of people have been getting killed over the last couple of years because of this.
Alon Stevens is an investigative reporter who specializes in guns and gun culture. He wrote about this for The Trace. Alon, thank you again.
Thank you.